Welcome to Tawari Mechanachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we'll be studying Melachim Aleph Perek Beis. Okay, David HaMelech is on his deathbed, and what he does now is he gives final final spiritual instructions to Shlomo HaMelech first, and then final political instructions so that Shlomo will have a secure kingdom. David HaMelech then dies, and Shlomo carries out his father's last wishes. Once again, it's a very long perek, not as long as Perek Aleph, but it's pretty long, over 40 psukim, so let us begin to learn Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayikru v'yimei David amush. By the way, just like with Perek Aleph, we also did this in the Haftorah, okay? That only part of it, though. Vayikru v'yimei David amush. The days of David came close to die. V'yitzav Shlomo b'nei lemur. And he commanded his son Shlomo, saying, Anochi oleich b'derech kol aretz. I'm going the way of the whole earth. Nobody, someone said to me, no one has a long-term lease on life. I'm going to die, said David. V'chazakta v'yisal ish, you should be strong and you should be a man. Ish in Tanakh is a toar of strength and of spiritual strength and closest to God and doing what is right. Noach was an ish tzaddik. He was an ish, the meraglim before their mission when they were ksherim, they were anashim. So what is the first thing David commands his son? Spiritual strength. V'shamart es mishmeres Hashem Elokecha. You should guard, you should watch, you should be shomer over the word of Hashem your God. The lachis bedrachav, to go in his ways. And in pasuk gimel, l'shmer chukosav, to guard his chukim, mitzvos of his mitzvos, u'mishpatav, and his mishpatim, different categories of mitzvos, the eidvosav, and his eidus, guard the chukim, the mitzvos, the mishpatim, the edus, kakasubasaurus, Moshe, just like it is written in the Torah of Moshe, leman taskil, so you will be wise and discerning, as kolashar tasa, and everything that you do, as kolashar tif nesham, and to every direction that you turn, leman yokim esham istvarosher, diber alai lemur, im yishmu banechas, dar komalechas, ufanai be'amas, bechol avavim, bechol nafshachom, lemur, lo yikore secha yishmea kise yisrael, David HaMelech says, if you go in the ways of a kosh baruch, Hashem will uphold the word that he swore to me and made to me. Hashem said, if your son will guard on my way to go before me in truth with all of their heart, with all of their soul, if your line, David HaMelech, the kings who come from you will be honest, will be faithful, will be faith-filled, will be righteous, then from your throne there will be no one cut off. So the first thing that David HaMelech reiterates is the importance of spiritual strength to his son King Shlomo. And even though we are not kings in the traditional sense, we are Bnei Melachim, we were all crowned as Mamlechas Kohanim, and this is something that we all must listen to, these ancient words of King David on his deathbed. He's speaking to all of us. What is he telling us? We must guard the Torah of Hashem. We have to keep the chukim, the mitzvos, the mishpatim, the edus, like is written in the Torah. Only through that we will be taskil. We will have seichel. We will be wise and discerning in everything we do, in every direction we turn. King David is not only speaking to his son Shlomo, he's speaking to us as well. And now David turns to political situations in the kingdom, with certain enemies that King Shlomo must take care of, and with friends of the king that Shlomo has to also take care of in a good way. The ben 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 and now he says you have to take care of Yoav ben Tzruya. Yoav ben Tzruya committed politically motivated murders, and David says to Shlomo, do not let him remain alive because he represents a threat to your kingdom. He killed Abner ben Ner, who was a former general of Shaul, but who comes to make peace with King David. David sees this as a way to unify and strengthen his kingdom, and Yoav kills him. Furthermore, Amasa was a former general of Avshalom, David's son, during the rebellion, but after David appoints him as Sar Tzava, once again to stabilize his kingdom, Yoav ben Tzruya does not like this, and what does he do, a general of King David? He kills both of these men. These are politically motivated murders. And David knows if Yoav remains alive, King Shlomo's Malchus will never be stable. He put their killings on his belt and his loins, and he stepped in their blood with his shoes. Asisi kichach masecha. David HaMelech says to Shlomo, do like your wisdom. Do not let him die in old age and peace. Furthermore, in Pasuk Zayin, to the descendants, the sons of Barzilai HaGiladi, you should do kindness. They should be eating by your table, because when I was fleeing from Avshalom, your brother, during his rebellion, Barzilai did kindness with me, that you shall repay him back with kindness. One more political enemy that Shlomo has to take care of. Shimi ben Gera from the tribe of Binyamin. He cursed me publicly when David HaMelech was running away, one of his weakest moments during Avshalom's rebellion. Shimi ben Gera publicly humiliated him, publicly cursed him, threw dirt at him. David HaMelech, for different reasons, was not able to take revenge against Yoav ben Tsruya and Shimi ben Gera. But now he instructs his son that you must take care of these matters if your kingdom will be lasting and strong. Yishkav David imavosha veikaver beir David. And David lay with his fathers, and he, which is a metaphor for death, and he was buried in Ir David. How long did he rule for? Pasukit Aleph. And the Yamim Asher Malach David Aisra Arbaim Shana. He ruled for a total of 40 years. In Hebron, he ruled for 7 years. In Yerushalayim, he ruled for 33 years. Pasukit Beis. Ushlomo Yashav Akisei David Abba Vatikon Machusam Arim. Shlomo sat upon the throne of David his father, and his throne was firmly established. Now listen to this. A member of Adoniyahu seems at the end of Paragav to be hanging on to the Mizbeach. I submit myself to the king. I understand the choice of Shlomo. I don't want Malchus. Adoniyah ben Chagi comes to Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo, and she says, did you come in peace? He says, I have come in peace. And she says, what do you want? And he says, you know, I know that the kingdom was taken away from me and it was given to my brother, meaning Shlomo, and I'm okay with that, but I have one small request. Please don't turn me away. And she says, speak. Can you please, the mother of Shlomo, go to Shlomo the king and he will not turn you away? I want Avishag the Shunamit as a wife. Now, Bathsheba thinks this is an innocent, romantic request, but Shlomo will immediately understand that this is trying to undermine his melucha. You want to take the Avishag the Shunami, the Sochanet of my father, as your wife? What is he trying to show? Adoniyah? He's trying to show rebellion against the king. Bathsheba says, sure, I will go speak to the king. Bathsheba comes to King Shlomo to speak on behalf of Adoniyah. The king gets up to greet her. It's very beautiful. He bows down before her and he sits her on the throne. The respect that he shows for his mother, she sits at his right hand, and she says, I have she'ela chas kitana nochi sho'az mitach. I have one small request, do not turn me away. The king says, ask my mother, sha'ali imi, ki lo ashivas parecha, I will not turn you away. And she says, give Avisha gushunami tadonoyo, your brother, for a wife. Shlomo immediately understands that he's being married b'machus, and Shlomo says to his mother, why are you asking for Avisha gushunami for Adonoya? Maybe you should just ask for the malucha while you're at it. Isn't he my older brother? And he understands that if Yasser the Kohen and Yoav ben Tsruya are supporting Adoniyahu, and this is no innocent romantic request, this is actually a request for the Melucha. Listen very carefully, this is amazing. Pasuk of Gimel. And the King Shlomo takes an oath against in the name of God, saying, Ko Yasa li Elokim v'cho Yosef. Interesting language. So God will do to me, and so he will add. Ki b'nafsho dibar Adoniyah so davar zeh. When Adoniyah requested this matter, he has taken his own life. Now I swear by Hashem that has enthroned me on the throne of David, my father, who has given me this house like he spoke. Today, Adoniyahu will die. And the king says, Binayahu, loyal supporter of the king. Binayahu becomes a commander under Shlomo, who is going to also execute political threats of the king. He sends Binayahu ben Yoyada, who meets Adoniyahu, and he puts him to death. What I want to say, which is totally amazing, I couldn't believe it when I was preparing. I guess I could believe it, but I was very... Wow. Pasuk of Gimel. Listen to the language of Shlomo. Ko ya'asai li Elokim v'cho Yosef. And I'm preparing. I'm like, where else do I know those words from Tanakh? Well, you're not going to believe this. Or maybe you are, since you learned with me yesterday. I can't believe it. But I'm going back to Megillus Rus. Oh my gosh. Perek Aleph. Pasuk Yod Zayin. When Naomi is trying to convince Rus to leave. Do you know what Rus says? Rus says, don't pressure me to leave you, to return away from before you. We're talking about the mother of Melucha, Rus. Where you go, I will go. Where you sleep, I will sleep. Your nation is my nation. Your God is my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. Oh! I'm preparing. I'm like, where do I know these words? From Shlomo says, Ko ya'aseh li Elokim v'cho Yosef. I said, oh my gosh, it's Rus. Wow. Just like in yesterday's limud, The Lashon regarding Shlomo's anointment is reminiscent of Rusa Naami, the mothers of Melucha returning to Beis Lechem Yehuda. We never know where redemption will come from. Shlomo Melech says he's going to quell the rebellion. He says, God is with me. Ko ya'ase li Elokim v'cho Yosef. His great-grandmother, Rus, a righteous convert, the mother of Melech HaMashiach. Ko ya'ase Hashem li v'cho Yosef. It's crazy. I'm comparing Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, to Rus, Perek Al, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Look at it for yourself. The only difference is Rus, I know, Rus uses the Shem Havaya, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Shem Rachamim, and Shlomo Melech uses the name Din. But we also have to remember that Shlomo is a king, and a king has to execute judgment. And Rus is saying, Hashem will do kindness with me. The Medrash Rabbah says the whole book of Rus was written only to show kindness. She invokes the name of Hashem Rachamim. Shlomo invokes the name of Hashem Din, because as the king, he has to execute judgment. And the whole book of Rus is one of kindness. Other than that, the Lashon is exactly the same. Rus says, Ko Ya'as Hashem Li, V'cho Yosef, and her great-grandson Shlomo says, Ko ya'aseh li Elokim, the Ko Yosef, once again invoking the righteous merit of his great grandmother. He understands where his dignity, his pride, his malucha comes from. Anyway, the Maisa Adoniyah was taken care of by Binayil ben Yoyada. Now we have to deal with Avyasar. Oh my gosh, one of the hardest challenges of Nachyomi is the time and Haftorah. Okay, fine. Hashem will help. Let's keep going. Pasuk Chavav. And Avyasar, I hope you're smiling. And Avyasar the Kohen. Oh, now listen to this. Now, Avyasar the Kohen also needs to be taken care of. Why? Because he supported Avyasar of Yatar the Kohen. He was a supporter of Adoniyahu. So the King Shlomo knows he better take care of him because he was helping to undermine his kingship. Avyatar coin Amar Melech, Anasos Lich. Avyasar is banished. The king says, go to Anasos. This is also amazing, by the way. Anasos, why? Go to the city of priests, Anasos. I remember a few years ago, maybe it was Pesach 4 years ago, when we were touring in the area of Binyamin, we saw a sign that said Anasot, Anatot. And I was so excited because I said, oh my gosh, Rav Salvechik in Amman, the Kinnah speaks of when Yirmiyahu left Anasos and he comes back and the smoke is rising over Yerushalayim. I said, there's the ancient city of the priest Anasos. So here the king says to Avyasar, you supported Adoniyahu, you are being banished. Anasos, Anasos, Lech God Anasos, stay in your fields because you are a man who is actually deserving of death today. But I will not put you to death because you were a loyal Kohen Gadol in the time of my father David and you supported him in all of his suffering. But Shlomo banishes Avyasar from being the Kohen. And then parenthetically, the Pasuk tells us this is the fulfillment of the curse that came upon the house of Eli in Sefer Shmuel for the misbehavior of his sons because Avyasar, the immorality of his sons, Avyasar was from the family of Eli. They are now being removed from the kahuna. Now, Yoav, remember Yoav, who killed Avner ben Ner and Amasa ben Yeter, David Melech's son, on his deathbed, take care of Yoav. Yoav hears what's going on after Adoniyahu is killed, and Yoav runs to the tent, and he holds on to the horns of Mizbech, just like Adoniyahu did in Perek Aleph, and the king is told that Yoav has run to the tent. He's holding on to Mizbech. Shlomo sends Binyahu ben Yoyada, and he says, go encounter him. Binyahu comes to the tent of meeting, and he says, so says the king, come out. And Yoav says, no, I'm going to die here. Binayahu goes back to the king, says, what should I do? Should I kill him in the tent of God? And he says, this is what Yoav said. The king says, do what he wants. He wants to die there, go kill him there. The innocent blood that Yoav spilled when he killed the two political murders under my father's kingdom, Avner ben Ner and Amasa ben Yeter, he'll be taken care of. Put his blood back on his head because he killed two righteous and good men. He killed them by sword and he did it without the knowledge of David, my father. When Yoav did this, it was really with stealth and deception. David was unaware of this. He has to be taken care of. Let his blood go back on his head. Binyahu goes, he meets him and he kills Yoav, and he is taken care of. Benayahu is then made the head of the army, the commander of the army, and Tzadok the Kohen, the king has made him instead of Aviatar. So Yoav has gotten rid of, the new commander of the army is Benayahu ben Yehoyada, and Tzadok HaKohen will be the new Kohen instead of Aviatar. The king now calls Shimi, and he says, build a house in Yerushalayim. Remember, Shimi ben Gera is the one who publicly cursed David when he was running away in the rebellion of Avshalom, and the king makes a deal with him. He says, you have to build a house, stay in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to go anywhere. But the day you leave Jerusalem and cross Nachal Kidron, know you will surely die, your blood will be on your own head. Shimi says, good. Shimi does so, and he stays in Yerushalayim for many days. However, after 3 years, two of Shimi's servants run to Achish ben Ma'acha, the king of Gat. And Shimi is told, your servants have run away. Shimi harnesses his donkey. He goes to Gat because he wants to get his servants back. And he goes to bring his servants. And Shlomo is told that Shimi has left Yerushalayim to Gat. And the king calls Shimi and he says, excuse me. Not really. He doesn't say that. I'm saying that. Halo ish baticha b'Hashem v'a'id b'cha lemer b'yam tzeitcha v'alachta ana v'ana yado teda kimo tamu. Didn't we have an oath? Didn't I tell you that I swore by God the day you leave Jerusalem, you're going to die? Tov hadavar shamati. Is it true? It is true the matter you have heard him, and it is true the matter that I've heard. It is good what I've heard. Madulo shamarte shvur Hashem. Why did you not guard this oath and the command that I commanded you? And the king says to Shimi, so in other words, your blood is upon your head. You know all the evil in your heart that you did to David, my father. Hashem is now paying you back evil upon your head. And the king Shlomo is blessed. And the throne of David will be firmly established before God forever. Remember, he's the new Sar Tzavo. The king now commands Benayahu ben Yehoyada to go out and kill Shimi, and the kingdom was established and firm in the hands of Shlomo. Thank you so much, everybody, for learning with me. Torah Imecha Nachilmi Bezer Hashem. We will continue tomorrow. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all. Our learning is dedicated anonymously as a zechus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them the koach and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael and bring us closer to Hashem and the coming of Mashiach b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you so much for learning with me. I look forward to continuing tomorrow. Bezor Hashem.